Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff Cox. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bruce Robbins. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner fields the ball and throws to Robbins covering. Safe. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Peters moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Peters moves to third. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Newman reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Heath reaches second base with a double. Newman scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robbins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McKay moves to second. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox bunts towards the mound. Robbins fields it and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to third. Picciolo moves to second. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy throws the ball into Cox, who tags Trammell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Whitaker scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newman moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner is called out on strikes. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Dave Roseman now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Cox steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page pinch hits for Mike Heath. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Duffy Dyer now catching. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-4 in the game. Murphy is walked intentionally. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.